Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Hello, Radio Land. We are God Chasing Ministries, and we're seeking God's face like never before. We'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to come forth to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. We're going to have Pastor Tiara Hawthorne come forth with the word, and we'd like to thank Jesus for, hallelujah, just for this day, because this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And I just have to say this today. Take your blinders off. You have blinders on today. You live this in this life, and you go through this life, and you think that everything is fine, but this is damage control. Everything's not fine. There's things that are being shaped and molded in the world, and we as believers have our blinders on that we don't see what's going on. It's just so much going on. There is demonic forces running rampant. And we're absolutely doing nothing about it as a unit. Individually, some of the members of the body of Christ are trying to do things, but in unity, we are losing ground. Why are we losing ground? Because we are not allowing ourselves to come together in unity and praying in the spirit in unity and allowing our gifts and talents to come together and allowing the Lord to elevate us and use us in the way that he wants us to be used. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank Jesus for the word tonight. And I'm not going to take up too much of Pastor Tiara Hawthorne's time, but I just want to read a scripture to you in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the 17th verse down a few verses. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you shall no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Who, being past feelings, have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The scripture says it all. Take your blindness off. Stop alienating yourself from God, from a life of God, from a life of spirituality. Stop being conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind through the will and purpose of Christ. And Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, I'm going to go forth to tell you some more.
Amen. I thank Prophet for being obedient to that word, because that is exactly what I'm going to piggyback off of this afternoon. Amen. And so I'm going to be in the book of Samuel. And I'm going to start with the very first chapter and the first verse. And so there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephratite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions, but unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb, and her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And he had did so year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord. So she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. And then said Elkanah, her husband, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better than 10 sons? And so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and they had drank. But Eli the priest sat upon a seat, a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. So I'm going to stop there. I know for sure we're going to run out of time for this particular segment, but if I could title today's lesson, it's going to be I Am Empty and I Am Desperate. And so the prophet began in the very beginning to explain to us our mind frame, but I want to go back here and I want to talk about the situation with Hannah. And I want to say before we even get started that some of us have to get to a place of emptiness. It's time to get to a place in God of emptiness where he can shape and mold you into a place that he has called you to be, so that you can then in turn birth a prayer that will change the season in your life. And so here we find in the very beginning, and many of us have heard this story told over and over again, but we have never really truly humbled ourselves at the feet of the Lord so that he can truly empty us out of ourselves and of the vanity and of the selfish prayers that we pray, and of the desires that we have that are fleshly desires and the desires to feed the flesh. But we know the situation here is that Elkanah has two wives and they believe in the Most High God. And so both of them, if you want to take a look at it now, they go to church and both women are believers and both women go up to praise the Lord and to worship and to give sacrifice. But we know Hannah was the favored one of her husband, yet her womb was shut up. And so some of us have wombs that have been shut up. Some of us have we have dreams and we have visions, but they have not come to fruition. Some of us have seeds that have been planted, but they have not been placed in a place where they can take root and grow and be birthed, and you can see the fruit thereof. And so here's the two wives, and Hannah is played by Peninnah. And you have to understand there's always a situation or circumstance. I may not be talking to everyone, but see, Peninnah in the situation where they live, Peninnah is someone that she is faced with day in and day out. So this is not a situation where you can say, oh my gosh, out of sight, out of mind, I don't have to worry about this thing, but this thing is ever before me, this thing is ever present. So we find that Peninnah is taunting Hannah, and this thing just year after year, it will not go away. And I know some of you listening out there have been faced with a situation where it may be in your house or may it be on your job, where you're constantly faced with a person or a situation that just won't seem to go away. You are faced with this thing day in and day out, and you try your best to move past it, but it's ever present before you. And so this is the situation that we have here, and we see that Peninnah, if you take a look at Peninnah now, it begins to taunt Hannah. And you take a look from another perspective. If you're looking at Peninnah's situation here, she has a heritage, because we all know that children represent a heritage of the Lord, that the man-child carries on from generation to generation your name, and it carries on a heritage for years to come. This is your inheritance. This is a foundation, the godly foundation that is laid generation to generation to generation. And as the Bible says, we store up as parents for the children so that there is a legacy and that you birth greatness for future years to come. Amen. And so now here we see Penina, who has this heritage, and the foundation has already been laid and the seeds have been planted, and she has given birth to greatness. She's given birth to these sons that will carry on the name and carry on a legacy for Elkanah, because he is a man of God and he is blessed. And so she's looking at something before her day in and day out, and seeing, oh my gosh, oh Lord, you have place this blessing upon her, but yet she's an adversary, and this it's being celebrated before me day in and day out, and I cannot be relieved of this thing because it's ever present before me. And so you have to understand that it's a provocation. You're provoked to anger, you're provoked to jealousy, you're provoked to envy sometimes, and these are all of the fleshly feelings that you feel when you see your adversary taking in blessings that you too feel that you should have. And the situation with Penina is that Penina is so busy flaunting in the vanity of the blessing, but yet she is not content with what she has. Some of you have to take a look at a situation, and you look at the people around you, and you say, oh my God, look at what is going on. Look at what they're doing with your spirit. They have the Holy Ghost, but they don't know what to do with it. They have these gifts and talents, but they just won't use them in the right way. They have all that you have given them, but my God, if you would just give it to me, I know exactly what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to humble myself at your feet, and I'm going to go forth and do your will and purpose. My God, if you would only do this thing for me. And so we find that Hannah, though she has no children, she has not been the seed planted within her that will bring forth this greatness, but the desire is ever so present within her. But now there's a time that comes when you go forth to make the sacrifice. Hallelujah. And so there, in verses 4, it says, when the time was that the Elkanah offered, he gave Penina, his wife, and her sons a portion, but to Hannah he gave a worthy portion. But the Lord had shut up her womb. And see, sometimes we have to recognize and take a look at the sacrifice. Amen. And so I want you to take a look at the sacrifice. And when you think about the vision, and when you think about what you want the Lord to birth in you, and even though you have this vision and you have this desire and this desperation within you, what is it? What is the sacrifice? Amen. And the sacrifice here was herself. The Bible says that she poured out her soul in emptiness. So somebody, I want to say, I am empty and I am desperate. Amen. And so unto Hannah, there was a worthy portion that was given so that she could sacrifice, because it's in the end, her soul was the ultimate sacrifice for this thing. And it has to take you to a place where it's Jesus, for Jesus I live, for Jesus I die. It's all or nothing with me, Lord. If you do this thing for me, I'm going to give it back to you. It shall be yours. You lay the foundation. It's going to be a godly thing. It's not going to be used for the world, but it's going to be used for the uplifting of your kingdom, for building up the kingdom of God, and for tearing the kingdom of Satan down. And so her adversary provoked her for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And so I want to stop there because my time is coming in to an end. But keep that in mind, saints, because we're going to go forward with this thought. I thank you for joining in with us. And until next time, may God bless you. Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We encourage your praise reports as well as your prayer requests, or visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org, or call us at 334-496-2086. We thank you so much, and until next time, may God bless you.